News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops stormed toward Ukraine's capital Saturday, and street fighting broke out as city officials urged residents to take shelter. The country's president refused an American offer to evacuate, insisting that he would stay. He's saying that the fight is here. As dawn broke in Kyiv, it was not immediately clear how far the soldiers had advanced. Skirmishes reported on the edge of the city suggested that small Russian units were probing Ukrainian defenses to clear a path for the main forces. But the swift movement of the troops after less than 3 days of fighting further imperiled a country clinging to independence in the face of broad Russian assault, which threatened to topple the democratic government and scramble the post-Cold War order. Meanwhile, the AP sources say that U.S. President Joe Biden now wants Congress to approve $6.4 billion for Ukraine and U.S. allies. We get details from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Biden administration wants Congress to approve an initial $6.4 billion to cover military and humanitarian assistance to Ukraine and the region. Two people familiar with the request spoke to the Associated Press Friday on condition of anonymity. Senator Chris Coons of Delaware spoke with reporters earlier Friday.
I do think there's also strong support for additional funding to meet this moment.
The largest portion of the funds would go to the Defense and State Departments and the U.S. Agency for International Development. White House and other administration officials described the request to congressional aides in a conference call. Mike Grassi.
AP correspondent Mike Grassi. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.